Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. Welcome in on Thanksgiving Eve. Oh. Red Wings, Maple Leafs, no better way to get you ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Bogey and Wojo here at Little Caesars Arena. Yeah.
And it's a very festive atmosphere here. A lot of the little Leafs fans are in town. And this is what I'm not sure about. They don't have their little Thanksgiving, do they? Canada.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
They have a different one.
Really?
It's a different day or something. Because they didn't get the pilgrims. We got all the pilgrims.
Uh-huh.
And we killed the turkeys and had pumpkin pie and stuff. They, I think, eat elk or something.
Oh.
And it's on a different day. And they eat, like, fishes and stuff.
Oh, that's weird.
Much different.
I didn't know. Maybe some Atlantic salmon or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, a delicacy over there.
They do not share our Thanksgiving, nor are they allowed to.
Now, we, of course, are going to jump right into Michigan and Ohio State,
the game
coming up on Saturday at noon. But, Woj,
we
don't have a 7 o'clock hour tonight, okay? So, Paul and Kenny, they're going to have to handle the, you know, the 7 o'clock crowd. But given the fact that it's Thanksgiving Eve and it's the biggest bar night of the year, don't you think the 6 o'clock hour probably replaces a 7 o'clock hour tonight?
Oh, yes, because you know, in slacker America, every office let out early.
Not in our office, though.
No. We're here.
No.
But every office, like, by 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, they're out. They're getting schnockered, which is great. I never got the whole biggest bar night of the year. And I was just discussing, and I thought, and you explained exactly why. Well, because you always work on Thanksgiving with the Lions. And I said, you know what? That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, I mean, you don't understand how early 9 or 8 a.m. comes to do the Fox 2 on the Thursday.
I know. That's 2 hours before your alarm normally goes off.
You have no idea.
No, honestly, it saves you. You know, like, I have to work tomorrow morning as well. Game day
uncensored,
10:30 to 12:30. Hope you guys can join me. I'll be bashing the Lions. But if I don't have to work, it can ruin your Thanksgiving.
Because
you tend to go, like, what's the one thing that you always say when we go out and have some drinks? What's the one thing we can't do if we're going to get a little slaughtered?
Shots.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And everyone's home for Thanksgiving, and people you haven't seen. Hey, man, it's so good to see. I'm so happy for your success. Your kids are beautiful. Let's do a shot for them.
You know what?
Everyone does it. It's
You're
awful.
You're totally right. And I just had a warm, fuzzy, great feeling. Of all the thing, the benefits, this is the greatest benefit I've had.
Yeah.
I've never been hungover for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for you people that
I never have. The young Bogey ruined many Thanksgivings, I'll
One
just tell you that.
Up.
But
yeah.
Hopefully you have a good holiday and a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and hopefully, and I won't even say this. We're going to move to Michigan, Ohio State, but real quick with the Lions. I won't even say don't let the Lions ruin your Thanksgiving, because I don't think anybody, it wouldn't ruin
no
it at
No one cares
this stage.
If they win or lose.
Right,
yeah,
it wouldn't
exactly.
ruin it at this stage. By the way, I'm taking the Bears to win by 6.
Love it. Yeah. Cover that spread, baby. I think it's -4
Hello.
Now.
I'm going to have a big spread tomorrow, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know. The Michigan football team will be at Woj's for a big Thanksgiving dinner.
Please.
Speaking of Michigan and Ohio State,
big
we do
game.
Need to get to that. And I want to simply ask this, because we asked Mike during the crosswalk, and he gave his own answer. But I want to hear from you, the Michigan fan out there. And I know you have your own little spin on this as well. But a win over Ohio State. And I do believe that they're going to beat Ohio State on Saturday at noon.
Okay,
I'm going with it. Mm-hmm. I think it's time. I think it's going to happen. They're going to be able to get it done and use their weapons on the outside. If Michigan gets that win over Ohio State, what does that mean to you? And if Michigan loses again to Ohio State, what does that mean to you? The phone number is 248-539-9797. We got the ticket text pulled up here at 97136 as well.
Can I ask for a qualifier?
Sure.
If Michigan wins, it doesn't matter if it's closer than whatever.
Just get it done. Yeah.
If they lose, say they lose like 30-27 in double overtime on a questionable spot.
No.
Or
62-39. Nope.
That is different. Those two would be different. Like, if the Buckeyes are bringing their own officials down again or up again from Columbus to handle it, that's different then,
mm-hmm.
right? But
sure.
if it's If it's a blowout, that's entirely different.
A little bit. I mean, you feel worse about a blowout. You still feel bad about a loss. Is that fair? It's still not going to be good either way.
Yeah. Yeah, although, I don't know. I think Michigan fans more linger the 30-27 double overtime loss than 62-39. I mean, that was embarrassing.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, you'll get more respect nationally if you lose by three as opposed to if you get, you know, clown bleeped again.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh,
yeah.
You get tons of good little job again.
Yeah,
great
exactly.
Job.
Nice little moral victory
close.
There. Yeah.
And this is what I want to know. Before I answer your question, what does it mean, win or lose? This has been the deficit between Michigan and Ohio State. And there's been a talent deficit, obviously.
Yes.
Ohio State's won 14 of 15. There's been a coaching deficit. They've had one of their all-time greats, Urban Meyer, and Jim Tressel wasn't bad when once he got the tattoo machine running. and that has always been there. I also think there has been a passion deficit. And I have further evidence. Ohio State is number one in the rankings.
Yeah.
Has one of their all-time best teams, supposedly. Now, people, they're going to win it all, right? And I saw a poll from one of Sully's polls.
You love polls, yeah.
A poll from an Ohio State writer, and the question was, would you rather beat Michigan but lose in the playoff?
Okay.
Or lose to Michigan but you end up winning the national championship because you got into the playoff?
Okay.
You would think that'd be like 90%.
Yeah.
92%.
That's a no-brainer. Yeah.
98%.
Why are you even asking this? I mean, obviously it was 90%, right?
Understand they've won 14 of the last 15. Understand it shouldn't be that big of a deal for Ohio State to beat Michigan. Understand that in this poll, lose to Michigan and win the national championship, only 59% said that. 41% said, I'd rather lose in the playoff than lose to Michigan. I'd rather take a win over Michigan than a win in the playoff. Now, while that is bizarre.
Very, yes.
A lot of moonshine being drunken down there.
Oh, especially tonight.
Hello. I respect the passion. It's unambiguous. It's unwavering. It's unchanged after years and years of success. I went on to some of the Columbus websites today just to see what's going on, and it seems just as fervent as ever. Like, it's almost to the point now that they've won so much that the first time, the next time, whenever it happens, that they lose is going to be like a change in their world, like devastating.
They'll be calling for Ryan Day's job if they lose Saturday.
Oh, we don't know how to react.
Bring Urban back. Where is he?
Yeah, 248-539-9797. The ticket text is the 97136. And all I'm asking is the losing has gone on for Michigan against Michigan State, and I believe they have, not being as bold as Bogey, but I believe they do have a shot to win on Saturday. They're playing very well, and Ohio State really hasn't played anybody. Ohio State's two toughest road games this year at Indiana and at Nebraska. So I do think Michigan has a shot. Are you now willing to say, after all this, that, oh, yeah, all right, I got the froth back on. I got the anger. When Rich Rod, you knew you were going to lose 42-7. Brady Hoke won the one game, and Harbaugh's been in a couple of them, certainly.
Yeah.
Are you now willing to say, okay, all right, I hate these blank blankers? Because I think you went through a stage like, just get me through the end of the season and get me through. I think now they're vested, especially since the way Michigan lost last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that final score.
It was 62-39.
Yeah,
Ohio State
like
just
that.
Scored another touchdown.
Yeah,
oh, wait,
no,
we can't do that anymore.
No, stop that. That's a year old. I do think, match the Ohio State. And you know who else is, I think, starting to match it? Or not starting to, but matching it more? Is Jim Harbaugh and that coaching staff.
Yeah.
And now, they don't say much, but Ryan Day this week, you know, how do you prepare? We prepare every day. They're reminded every day of the game that matters. Urban Meyer was interviewed. Well, what are you most proud of your career, coach? 7-0 against that school up north. Oh, okay, but you won national titles.
7-0.
Okay, weird, but I respect it. Do you respect that? I respect that.
All right, the phone number is 248-539-9797. does a win or loss draw any major conclusions here for Michigan fans as you go into Saturday? And with little Woji's point here, matching Ohio State's passion and hatred and anger, is it to that point at this point? 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.